We're good.
And back here at the Commercial Bank and Company press box high above the field. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers. And the third game of the 2013 season is just about to get underway. Kicker Justin Walks runs up to the ball, backs up.
A little trickeration there, and then they go back. The whole team rushed the ball.
Walks approaches the ball, puts his foot into it, kicks it toward that south end zone. Taken by 21. He's up at the 5, the 10, the 20. It's 25. 30, still on his feet, all the way out to our 37-yard line. That is number 21.
Alex Brown. One of our traditions flooring impact players. I thought it was going to be special teams, and that's a great return by Alex Brown. 28-yard return, and the Vikings set up first and 10 at the 37-yard line.
And leading them out on the field is number 2, Austin Dixon. He's got Amon Brown and Jerome Daniels. And number 20, that is Arvin Berry at fullback. Tied into the visitor side of to the home side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Winds of force. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count them, folks. 6-man front, 2 linebackers. Dixon under center. First play, he's got Brown in motion towards us. Gives it to Brown, looks for a hole to the 40, the 45, spins away from one man at the 50. He's at the 40, the 30, they've got a bead on him. Hit him, nope, tip him up, nope, to the end zone. Amon Brown.
I see you, Amon Brown. 64 yards on the run and a Viking touchdown. Just like a few weeks ago, the first time you touched the ball. And 64 yards on the return, I mean on the run, and we're up 6-0.
Just like last week. Now, let's see what happens now. Looking at 2-point conversion. Nope, we're going to slide over and kick the extra point.
That's Nick Hart to attempt the extra point.
Nick sets it that he'll belcher the hole. Nick's waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 7-0. 11:37 to go first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
Good. Excellent. We got to get in those 60s quick. We're good. You want to drive? We're going to go to Taylor on the drive after the kickoff. One play. 64 yards. Touchdown.
Nick Hart approaches the ball, puts his left foot in it. High end over end kick. Taken by Windsor Forrest. Nope, into the end zone. Windsor Forrest will take off first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air.
Last drive for the Vikings. Only took one play, 63 yards. Amon Brown touchdown. 7-0. Vikings lead 11 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first quarter.
And thank you, Taylor, as we're broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company press box. Number 11, Rakeem Hills, will bring Windsor Forrest out on the field.
And they are taking a little time setting up their offense.
Okay, they send two receivers far side, one near side. Alex Brown in man coverage on the receiver to the press box side. Two backs in the backfield. In the I formation, well, an offset I, with Hill standing right to the left of one of the running backs. Ball in the middle of the field. Takes it right at the middle. Quarterback keeper runs, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but there is a flag on the play, Bill.
He ran into a wall of Vikings, though. But you're right, there is a flag on the play. We'll see what the official has to say about that. Illegal formation against Windsor Forrest.
So that'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be... Or we'll coaches say back them up 5, so it'll be 1st and 15 at their own 15-yard line.
They go this no huddle too, Wes, looking to the sideline, Then they check armbands for their plays.
They take a lot of time off the clock to do this. Now they shift a wide receiver to the press box side. Single receiver to the far side. Hill's in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he will actually maybe pick up a yard, Bill. It's going to be 3rd and 14 out at the 16-yard line.
That looked like Dante Robinson, number 38, made his first contact on that. And it's going to be 2nd and long, still about 14 now for the Windsor Forest Knights. They are at the 15 or 14-yard line, trying to get out of this hole.
He keeps Antonio Wilson in the backfield with him. Now he has 4 receivers set, 2 far side, 2 near side. We're showing man coverage. Bring a man to the near side, pump fake, rolls, looking, got a hole. We start to chase him. He pulls the ball down, starts to run. We run him out of bounds at the 22-yard line, Bill, but it's going to be 4th and 8 from there.
Only 3rd and 8. It's Dante Robinson again, number 38, runs him out of bounds. That is only 3rd down. We had penalty, so we had that extra play.
That's right.
Guys, we talk about correcting mistakes. Brian Bell just ran the quarterback out of bounds there, and he had him go as he went out of bounds. Much difference than last week when he brought the guy to the ground and got the 15-yard late hit penalty. So
thank you, Marty.
Learned there.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 3rd and 8 from the 22-yard line.
And they're running a player on here with coming to the offensive line. Looks like they were missing their right guard. Still, again, a lot of time.
Yep,
the
is.
Play clock's running down 1-0, and that's delay of game. A lot of confusion by Windsor Forest. And as you can imagine, with a team that's only returning 3 starters, a new head coach, and a lot of other new assistant coaches, And young guys learning the play now, they just waved that off. And they said there was a timeout. So that did get the pick the flag up. And they did get the timeout. So Windsor Forest will use a timeout here to avoid having to take that 5-yard loss. With these young players, a new coaching staff, you've got to expect that there's going to be some of that maybe they're not all on the same page at the same time.
Bill, something to note here. Nate Brantley, as we talked about a little bit off the air earlier, Nate Brantley is out tonight. He is in street clothes. And Brian Bell has moved over to that middle linebacker position. Let's keep an eye.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update about Nate Brantley. Okay, we are back ready to go. Hill in the shotgun for Windsor Forest. 2 receivers near side, single receiver far side, single running back. Tied into our side. He rolls towards the press box side. There comes the rush. Throws the ball out in the flat. Caught. And
they
if it's
say
a
he
catch,
catches
it's
it
going
it's
to be
down.
Good enough for a first down. That's going to be a 10-yard pass play from Hill to number 18, William Brown.
10:35 here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. As Windsor Forest gets a fresh set of downs now. 1st and 10 from the 32.
2 receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a 5-man front, 2 linebackers. Ball on the near hash mark. Windsor Forest sends a man in motion. They give it to the tailback. Quarterback keeps it, pulls it out, and gets tackled in the backfield by number 38.
Dante Robinson, I called his number about 3 times so far, and we're still just a couple minutes into the first quarter.
So that'll back it up, Bill. Make it 2nd and 14. They'll lose 4 on the play.
2nd and 14 now for Windsor Forest. Again, they're getting the play from the sideline. Check those armbands. Clock running, 9:53.
Windsor Forest brings Ryan Kelly, wide receiver, near side to the press box side. Hill again in the shotgun. Again gives it to the tailback. Gets hit in the backfield and loses more yardage. And in on that tackle, Bill, number 61.
Zach Copeland in on the tackle. Zach the sack machine. He might end up getting a nickname before the year's out. And that wasn't a sack, of course, but he is in the backfield. What a great play by Zach Copeland.
Bill, they've ran 2 plays. They've lost 7 yards, so it's 3rd and 17 back at the 25. Last time they connected on a 10-yard pass play to pick up a first down. Let's see what we do here. Hill, everybody checks their wristbands. Rakeem Hills, the quarterback. 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Hill keeps both backs in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, drops straight back. Looks, there comes a rush. We got a hand on him. Throws the ball
in
the
grounding.
Ground.
Yep.
There comes the flag. They're going to call intentional grounding.
As a defender for the Vikings, had him in his grasp, really. You could have even called the quarterback down at that spot because he was in his grasp and it was not progressing any further, but he let the ball go, and they do call intentional grounding. It's a loss of down on that penalty.
And that means Windsor Forest will punt. And let's see who we're going to send back deep. We're going to send back number 21, Alex Brown.
And we have been sending Alex Brown along with Brandon Roberts, but this time we're going to a more traditional single back in the punt return game here.
Bill, it looks like we may be trying to come after this. Let's wait and see.
Well, he's punting from just beyond the words lounge inside the end zone.
Looks like Adrian Smith, the punt form, standing in the end zone. We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. We come after it. He gets it away. We hit him. They say the ball was tipped. Hits at their 30. The 35 goes out of bounds. The punter went down, but the referee says that ball was tipped coming out of there. So,
well, Marty, hey, you had it right there. He was 10 men on the line coming after that the punter, and they did get a hand on it, tipped it a little bit, and knocked him down. 8:42 now left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. This is our second possession. We'll see what we can do here. Want to thank you all for listening online. If you're listening on My Kicks Country or tune in radio right here on MyKicksCountry.com. Want to say hello to Steve Parker, who's flying back from Denver tonight.
Dixon and a shotgun. Amon Brown right behind him. Malik Roberts in motion toward the visitors. They give it to Amon Brown. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He will fight and pick up a yard from the 35 down to the 34-yard line. Second and 9 from there. 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Vikings are leading 7-0 after a 64-yard touchdown run by Amon Brown. First time we get the ball, we score on the first play. Arvin Berry in now at running back. Amon Brown at the tailback. We go trip receivers to the near side, single receiver far side. They go to a four-man front.
In that pistol again.
Amon Brown right behind Dixon. Dixon takes the snap. Throws out to number 22. Is that the 30, the 25, the 20? Gets hit. And that is, on that catch, Bill, was Daquan Mitchell.
Yep, there is a flag out there on the corner as Daquan Mitchell was taken off around that corner. I'm afraid we're going to get holding against the Vikings. And let's see what we get.
It is a hold against our Vikings.
Flag was thrown about the 25-yard line, so it'll be marked off from there.
If that's the case, it should probably, if they mark it off from there, Bill, it should, instead of second and 9, should be second and 10. We should back it up about a yard.
Well, it looks like they're going to put us just beyond that first marker, so it's, truthfully, it's going to be second and 11.
I'll give you second and 10 and a half. How's that?
There we go. 7:55 here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0 over the Knights of Windsor Forest High School out of Savannah.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Malik Roberts. Dixon with a Brown behind with Jerome Daniels. He throws it out. Oh, and we drop it. Daquan Mitchell drops it. We just went to the opposite side of the field on the same play. Now it's going to be 3rd and 11.
Yeah, had he caught that too, Daquan already had his knee on the ground when he was making the catch. So even if he'd have caught it, they'd have called it dead. The clock does stop on the incomplete pass. 7:43 left in the first quarter.
Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Malik Roberts. Dixon again in the shotgun. Trey Jackson in a blocking back. They're in a five-man front. Come hard off the corner. Stop Dixon downfield. Looks. Makes a catch to Malik Roberts.
And he steps
and
out of bounds.
Out of bounds about the 25-yard line.
He's going to be close. Depends on the spot. He needed the line, it looked like, and they're going to mark it down. It's hard to see because it's on our side.
What you got, Marty?
Guys, it's right here in front of me. His foot, he stepped out, but they gave it to us, but the ball was on one side of the line. It looked like the marker was on the other, but they gave it to us. But good route there by Malik Roberts.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. First and 10 Vikings from the Windsor Forest 25-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Dixon in the shotgun. Amon Brown right behind him. Gives it Amon around the left side. He's at the 25, the 20, the 15. Cuts outside, trips and falls at the 10. There is cotton on the carpet on the far side. I'm afraid we got a hold, Bill, after we got the first down.
Well, I'm not, you know, I couldn't see it from the backside. I was watching Amon run, and I did notice that one of our offensive linemen really pulled up hard once the defender got around him. He didn't touch him, so I'm anxious to see. But, yeah, it's going to be a hold against the Vikings.
And it's going to be from the 13-yard line, so that'll mark it back to the 23, Bill, where it'll be probably first and about seven from the 24, first and eight from the 23.
We heard Coach McPherson say in pregame in the Traditions Flooring coaches interview that they really tried to work this week on keeping those hands inside on those blocks. When you get them outside, you just give the official a reason to throw a flag.
Yep, that's true.
7:29. It's 7-0 Vikings here in the first quarter.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon again with Brown just off to his right. No tight end. Quick pass. Oh, and dropped through right at the feet of number 26, DeMarcus Jackson.
I don't know if his arm hit one of his the defender or the offensive line, but his arm seemed to stop motion very quickly right there as he started to make the throw, and he threw the ball right into the ground.
Bill, should be third and eight now. Ball at the Windsor Forest 23-yard line. Again,
second
Dixon.
Down.
Second, Dixon. Again, gives it to Brown around the left side. Behind that big offensive line, turns, tries to get back to the 20-yard line. He's brought down just shy of it, maybe at the 20-and-a-half. Bill, now it's going to be third and about five from there.
Yeah, Amon Brown was trying to find that hole on the outside. It was closing up quickly. He cut back inside, and when he did, it was right into the teeth of the defense.
Third and six. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Windsor Forest in a five-man front. We quickly drop back. Look. Heads toward the end. Oh, threw it towards Malik Roberts in the end zone. Just overthrew him.
Well, he had a defender cutting across the middle. That's number five, one of our impact players, James Kicklighter, for Windsor Forest. And he got his hands on it, was able to tip it just a little bit, and that may have been what caused it to go up and over. 6:46, the clock stops here in the first quarter.
Eric Hart on to attempt. Bill, what looks to be about a 38-yard field goal attempt, Belcher to hold. Ball in the middle of the field. They say 37.
It's all of every 38.
There's snaps down, kicks up. It's got the distance, and it's good. And the Vikings take a 10-0 lead, 6:41 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. Nick Hart set to kick off. Back deep is Lamar Taylor for Windsor Forest. And right after the kickoff, we'll go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air
Drive recap.
I'm going to
redo your card so you got exactly how to say it. We kid because we care.
There goes the kick. High end over end kick. Taylor looks at it. Takes it. Oh, lets it bounce into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. They went seven plays, 14 yards, 1 minute and 46 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 38-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Vikings lead 10-0 with 6 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in the first quarter. That's your Page Heating and Air Drive summary.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle. And, Bill, you said hello to him. I'm going to get to say hello to him, too. My good friend Steve Parker in Denver, listening via the Internet. Steve, love you, buddy, and appreciate the picture. And God bless you, man. God bless you. Rakeem Hill in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Windsor Forest right to left on your radio dial. Ball in the middle of the field. Takes a snap. Whistle blows, and we got a flag.
Clock was still at 12 seconds on the play clock. Let's see.
Official steps over, signals dead ball, illegal procedure, back him up 5 yards.
So that'll knock him back five more yards.
6:41 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 10-0. Hill with Antonio Wilson in the backfield. Hill in the shotgun. Winner five-man front. He drops back, goes out in the flat. High catch, high throw. Nice catch made out at the 25-yard line. So yes. Walk from a first and 15, Bill. He has now made it a second and five. That was number 13 on the catch, Adrian Smith.
Brandon Roberts, number 31, in on the coverage, makes the hit as soon as the catch was made. But that inside slant, when you're playing that outside shoulder, that is a tough play to get back into at the corner from the defensive side.
Again, Rakeem Hill in the shotgun. Back to his right and back behind him. Now gives it to the tailback. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. So from second and five, it'll drop back to third and seven. He'll lose 2 yards on that play.
Well, it is tough. One of the things that Windsor Forest has not been able to do is rush against these Lions High Vikings tonight. So far, they've got 0 total yards in rushing tonight.
Ball on the far hash mark. Windsor Forest headed toward that north end zone. The ball at their 24-yard line. It'll be third and six from there. They send trips to the near side here in front of the press box. We show man coverage. Hill keeps a running back in the backfield with him. Single receiver far side. There comes a rush off the corner. There comes a flag in. Now, the ball was caught at the 20, so they'll lose. It's almost they'll lose about 4 yards on that. And it would be fourth down if we don't accept the penalty if it's against Windsor Forest.
We'll get the call here in just a moment as the official comes to the side.
Holding Windsor Forest, and we decline it.
And it is declined. You're exactly right, Wes. It's a fourth down call now. As he caught the pass just sliding down, lost his feet, and he actually lost yards.
Well, he lost 4 yards back to the 20. So you could either take a penalty, pick up an extra 6 yards, or make them punt. So they're going to make them punt.
And again, we go to a more traditional single back set in the punt return. We've been having Brandon Roberts along with Alex Brown in the back to receive that punt. But you wonder if we're going to come after him again. 10 on the line.
5:21 go first quarter. We leading it 10-0. Smith, we come after it. He gets it away. It hit at their 45 and bounces out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to mark it out.
Right,
they're
going to
mark it on the 50. So our Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 50 with 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 10-0.
Vikings have shown a lot of promise here. They've controlled the line defensively. I was just looking right here. Windsor Forest has got a negative 4 yards of total offense on the ground against our Vikings tonight.
Ball on the near hash mark right here in front of Bill and I. Amon Brown, Jerome Daniels, Arvin Berry. We're in that Eagle offense, tied into our side. In fact, it's a double tight end, Bill. They're in a six-man front. We bring Daniels in motion, and we give it to Barry right up the middle. Look at Big Arvin with that 4.0 GPA. Fight his way from the 50 across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. It'll be second and three from there.
When I say when we're going into that, when you say an Eagle formation, it's a true wing T formation. Eagle spread, that's your two wing backs. On the far outside, your double tight ends give you that extra space, your fullback behind you, and that fullback dive, that's a staple of a play.
And we've got double tight ends to the Vistas press box, to the home side press box.
Again,
they're in a six-man front, two linebackers. Dixon slides under center.
Heavy right.
And he brings Jerome Daniels on the cross. Jerome at the 40 down to the 35, has the first down. And they bring him down at the 35-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 4:21 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 10-0.
A heavy right that time in that wing T formation, and that's where you run off of. You bring that, what you got is guard, tackle, tackle, tight end on one side or the other, and you'll call it a heavy. And they were heavy right.
And now we're going to run a, looks like double tight end, ball on the near hash mark here in front of the press box. Again, a six-man front. Dixon puts Brown in motion towards the Vistra side of the field. He's across the 35, cuts that side at the 30. back inside one of those big offensive linemen, crosses the 25, builds 15-yard run down to the 20-yard line. First down, Vikings, and we are moving the ball again.
Yeah, pretty much at will right now. We're real traditional wing T formation and just, you know, imposing our will, if you will. 3:55, the clock should be running here. There we go. They got the chain set, and it is running. 10-0, Vikings lead.
Ball on the far hash mark. Daniels in motion, and they jump.
Again, another voice inflection by number two, Austin Dixon, and he's been very successful at that this year. He's had, in every game, he's had the other team jump offside. So still first down now. First down and five for the Vikings.
First and five from the 15-yard line. Dixon under center. He's got Trey Jackson at fullback. Puts Jerome Daniels in motion. Gives it to Jackson up the middle. Look at Big Trey as he fights his way across the 15. He gets a couple of yards down to about the 13-yard line.
Trey Jackson from that fullback position. He'll come out. Arvin Berry checks in. And we check out Gabe Neighbors, the tight end. Still no huddle. The Vikings have not huddled on field at all this year. They've run from that no huddle.
Now we've got heavy left, two double tight ends to the far side of the field. We put Amon Brown in motion that way. He runs right into a host of Knights, but still manages to drive between them and fight his way down close to the first down. Bill, almost down to the 11-yard line. Should be third and one from there with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 10-0.
Yeah, the Windsor Knights recognized the heavy and set somebody hard outside, and there was nobody to block on the inside. There was a free man on the outside, and when Amon Brown went around that corner, there was nobody there but white shirts.
There again, Dixon gives the ball to Jerome Daniels, cuts inside, heads toward the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels. And the Vikings go in for another score. It's 16-0 here with 2:13 left in the first quarter, awaiting the extra point.
And
they set that swinging gate up on the outside. There is nobody on the outside. I wouldn't be surprised to see the toss pitch. There's still nobody on the outside. They swing it, though. The key on that swinging gate, Wes, is the numbers. You count, you see who's out there, and if there is nobody on the outside corner, a lot of times you're going to get that pitch.
Yep. Belcher to hold. Nick Hart. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 2:13 to go in the first quarter, Vikings leading 17-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back in Martin Stadium, Nick Hart's high end over end kick as we broadcast on the Commercial Banking Company press box.
Out of bounds.
It goes out of bounds. And let's see, will they re-kick it or play it at the 35? If I'm Windsor Forest, I'm
taking the
35.
That's exactly right. Nick Hart has put two back into the end zone, and now he gets one out of bounds.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings went 6 plays, 50 yards, ran 2 minutes and 59 seconds off the clock. Resulted in an 11-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings lead the ball game 17-0, 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Knights will take over first and 10 from their 35. Ball on the far hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial in those white jerseys, green pants, green numbers. They bring trip receivers to the press box side. Rakeem Hills in the shotgun standing at the 30, one back behind him. We're in that four-man front. Quick pass out in the flat, drops, and I don't blame him because there were Vikings coming with battle axes swinging, Bill.
Yeah, number 44, Jeff Phillips, had shed his block, and he was coming after him.
And number 17 was right on his tail. In case he missed, he was ready to clean up what was behind him.
Viking defense has played well even over last week. I mean, we talked about it at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. They only gave up 2 scores, 15 points. Just the offense didn't pick up the ball last week, but so far this week, they've got it under control.
Okay, Twins to the far side, single receiver near side, Alex Brown in man coverage here. Hill shifts both running backs to his left towards the press box. Brings a man in motion. Gives it to the man on motion around. He gets hit in the backfield. Oh, look at that.
Zach Hill. Copeland.
Again, Zach.
Zach the sack man. Again, and not a sack, but he gets in the backfield like that, he's going to find the sacks.
That's tackles for losses. Tackles for losses. Back it up, make it third and 14. The ball back at the Windsor Forest 31-yard line in the middle of the field. Hill brings the play in from the sideline. Play clock at 20 seconds. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 17-0. Play clock down to 10 seconds now as he sends Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. Keeps Riley in the backfield with him. Hill's waiting. We're in a three-man front. We show blitz off the corner. There it comes. Rares back, throws it way downfield, overthrows everybody. The Bill, it'll be a fourth down, and they will have to punt.
Yeah, they make a good hit on the quarterback in the backfield. And I saw some communication between the officials going to the sideline. They're calling for a ball. And that'll bring up fourth down now and long for the Knights. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. 1:11 left here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 17-0.
Bill, we've gotten close to Adrian Smith's punts all three times he's punted the ball. Now we've got twin backs back there.
We got Jock Alexander, number 24, joining Alex Brown.
We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. We still come after it. He still gets it away. Line drive kick hits at the 45. We pick it up at our 40 and go down immediately. Good open field tackle by number 9. Bill, that I don't have him on my roster.
Yeah, that we realized that we had a couple changes in numbers that may have thrown us off.
That's Windsor Forest number 9. We don't know who that guy is. So.
That's Khalid Brown.
Khalid Brown. Nice open field tackle on Alex Brown. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 40. Bill, that's probably the worst field position we've had, starting field position tonight, back on our 40. A minute one to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 17-0. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings headed toward that south end zone. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Almost that pistol offense. Takes the ball, gives it to number 34 over the left side. And that is Anthony Robinson, a sophomore. Robinson carries the ball for 7 yards out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Will be second and 3 from there. Puts the ball in the middle of the field. We are inside 45 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading 17-0. Dixon in the shotgun. Robinson right to his left. They're in a 5-man front now. He drops straight back, looks downfield, throws across the middle. Catch made by Arvin Berry at the 35. He hauls him down at the 32. Great, great pass from Austin Dixon to Arvin Berry, as Berry just split those receivers, got in behind the linebackers in front of the safety, made a great catch.
Yeah, a little bit high on the pass, but Arvin Berry makes a nice turnaround catch, and that was 21 yards on that catch.
Ball on the far hash mark. Trip receivers near side, single receiver far side, Amon Brown in the backfield. Dixon looks at that four-man front, three linebackers up tight. They come off the corner, rolls right, looks, again throws out, and that is... Is that Malik? Malik Roberts.
Number 26
nope,
this
that's
time,
not.
I think.
That is DeMarcus Jackson. Makes the catch. Another first down, Bill. A little pitch and catch as Dixon rolled right, tossed it downfield to Jackson. Jackson out of bounds at the 15-yard line. 11.2 seconds to go first quarter. 17-0 our Vikings lead. Again, trip receivers far side. Trey Jackson, one of them out there in the slot. Malik Roberts, single receiver near side, man coverage to the weak side in front of the press box. Jerome Daniels in the backfield. Dixon rolls left. Look. Tosses the ball out. Catch made by Jackson.
No, 26 again.
And that was.
Oh, yeah, DeMarcus Jackson.
DeMarcus
Sorry.
Jackson. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Austin Dixon, and I see you, DeMarcus Jackson. DeMarcus Jackson. Sorry.
We'll have to keep it here. First quarter has expired. We'll have to keep it here as we get ready to go for the extra point. They bring Amon Brown in, Bill. Watch this now. Watch it close, Bill. Nobody on the corner out there.
Now he is. He's on the corner.
Now we swing it over. Hart to try to make it 24-0 Vikings. We'll take a 60-second break right after this extra point attempt. Culpepper snap. Straight to Belcher. Puts it down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 24-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
How far was the touchdown pass?
Back at the Commercial Bank and Company Press Box here at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne. Vikings lead 24-0 as we start the second quarter. Nick Hart set to kick off. Windsor Forest, deep receiver at the goal line. Hart's kick. That's non-returnable. They'll take over first and 10 at the 20. Let's go to Page. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings ran four plays, 60 yards, ran 55 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 15-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to DeMarcus Jackson. Vikings lead 24-0 with the start of the second quarter.
That's it.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle. Ball in the middle of the field as Windsor Forest comes out, comes from the sidelines. They're checking their wristbands for their plays. Number 73, Robert Powell, the big offensive, 290-pound senior offensive lineman, up over the ball. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage. We have a five-man front. Blitz off the corner. Pitch out to the tailback. Tries to get back inside. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going down.
Well, when you saw him go backwards, I'll give you one guess who made the tackle.
Number 17, Stonewall.
Trey Jackson hit him so hard, he didn't just stop him. He knocked him back 2 yards on the hit. Trey Jackson on what a monster hit.
Loses a yard, so it'll be second and 11 back to the 19. Hill trying to get his night set. 11:24 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 24-0. Again, a five-man front, two linebackers. They play action, misdirection, quarterback keeps, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, Bill, and he loses yards. He loses two more yards as he gets back. No, they say three as he gets back to the 16.
Yeah, Nick Hart and number 32, Brian Bell, in on the tackle. It looked like a broken play, Wes. The quarterback looked like he wanted to hand off, and there was nobody there. He just tucked it in, came around the end, but there was no place to go.
7-0 across town, guys.
And I'm assuming that's the Cats?
Yes, I'm sorry. 7-0 Cats. 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Thank you, Taylor.
Hill.
As he sits, as nice sends two receivers to the visitor side of the field, single receiver near side. We go to a four-man front. Hill drops straight back. There comes a rush. Steps up in the pocket. Tries to get away from one man, two. No place to go, and he slides down. And he'll slide down, Bill, at the 17.
He saw number 32, Brian Bell, coming. And just decided it really wasn't worth it. I think I'm going to go down.
Third,
and that's really smart in a quarterback.
Third and 13.
You got a linebacker the size of Brian Bell, 6'2", coming at you full bore, and you're your quarterback. It's time to take a knee.
Give him a yard. Fourth and 12 as they will punt from their 18-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 24-0. Back deep is number 24.
That's Jock Alexander along with Alex Brown.
Alex Brown. High snap. We come for it. Gets it away. Almost. The ball is tipped, and it'll go out of bounds, Bill, at their 35-yard line. I thought it was a couple of yards shorter than that, but we'll take over at the Windsor Knight 35-yard line.
Trey Durden, number three, makes the tip on the only solo rush back there. We got a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 24-0 with 9:36 left in the half. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. We have got 9:36 left in the first half. Vikings and the Knights of Windsor Forest. Vikings lead 24-0. And on offense, the Vikings seem to have done pretty much whatever they've needed to do offensively, and they've been controlling the Windsor Forest offense to right now on the ground, West, negative 10 yards rushing for Windsor Forest.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Windsor Forest.
Defensively.
No, here comes defensively in that five-man front. Dixon straight back in the pocket. Looks, throws out. Oh, ball tipped. Oh, and intercepted. The ball was tipped. Arvin Berry tried to come back, and Windsor Forest intercepted at their own 32-yard line.
Not a very well-thrown pass by Austin Dixon. It kind of died on him as it came out of his hands. It had a tip, and then Arvin Berry didn't feel the guy behind him. Arvin was kind of waiting a bit, moving forward, trying to get it on the tip, but the defender saw it tipped. He was coming full speed, ran right over Arvin, and, of course, that's perfectly legal once that ball's tipped.
Yep.
He makes the interception, and that's the first turnover for the Vikings, and a break maybe for the Windsor Knights.
Well, Knights take over at their own 32-yard line. Hill in the shotgun, ball on the near hash mark. Trip receivers near side, single receiver far side, and Windsor Knight asked for a timeout. Well, that will take a 30-second break. Vikings leading 24-0, 9:29 to go to the first half. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, and if I could, I'd let Bill Osborne talk, but I can't because he's eating mud bugs that was supplied to us tonight by Bubba Jack's Crab Shack.
And I'm telling you, they brought some little backward mud crawlers. We have sucked their little beat out of their head and everything.
Hakeem Hill drops straight back, pump fake, lost the ball way downfield. Receiver in and out of the hands of the receiver, but he was closely guarded back there by Alex Brown.
Want to thank Bubba Jack's Crab Shack for the pregame meal tonight for us, if you will. Get out there after the game. They're open late. They're open early. Get there before the game. They'll get you out in time to get here. But after the game, they're open till midnight.
Second and 10. Trip receivers far side, single receiver near side. Hill again in the shotgun, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, ball was tipped, and we almost intercepted it.
Well, I tell you, the quarterback for Windsor Forest, number 11, Raheem Hills, he's finding the open receiver. He's got a lot of zip on that ball. He's finding the empty lane. We've got to start filling those lanes for the Vikings. We're getting pressure on him, which has helped, but some high thrown balls, and we've been lucky not to have some deep, deep completions.
Again, trip receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a four-man front. Hill in the shotgun, ball on the near hash mark. Gives it to the tailback right up the middle, slips through the line. He gets back to the line of scrimmage on that 3rd and 10, Bill, but no more. It should be 4th and 9 if the officials are that generous. With 9 minutes to go here in the first half, Vikings leading 24-0.
In on that tackle, there were several Vikings, but coming up off the bottom, number 61, Zach Copeland, again in on the tackle for the Vikings.
And back deep is Jock Alexander and Alex Brown, and Adrian Smith goes back deep. We will rush 8. We've gotten close. Bill, I wouldn't be surprised when the night's over we get one of those. High snap we come. Get that one away. It hits at the 40. We pick it up. That's Jock Alexander, returns it across. He picks up at the 40, the 45, the 50. Breaks back into night territory at the 48-yard line.
A little bit dangerous as Jock Alexander really didn't have a head-on look at that ball bouncing. But he does make the pickup. Picks up some positive yards, and the Vikings will have it 1st down and 10 in night territory.
Ball will be on the near hash mark. Dixon standing at the night 47-yard line. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, Jerome Daniels at fullback. We put number 22 in motion, drops straight back, looks, steps up in the pocket, throws a catch made. That's Malik Roberts makes the catch at the 35, spins down Bill to the 33-yard line. That it should be about a 17-yard pass from Austin Dixon to Malik Roberts.
And we'll get that number here for you in just a second. And you're 16 yard. You're right on it, Wes.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side again. Dixon in the shotgun. 8:15 to go here in the half. Puts the man in motion, and we give it to the up man. That's 22 around the left side. By one man to it, to 35. Down
Malik
across the 30, to 20, and Malik Roberts all the way down, Bill, to about the 12-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 Vikings there.
On a wide receiver sweep, Malik Roberts comes in motion, and as he comes past the quarterback, he takes the handoff and gets the Vikings another 1st down.
They're showing it again on the big screen, that jumbotron. we've already gotten spoiled. Ball on the near hash mark. Press box side. Daniels at fullback. That is 34. Anthony Robinson at tailback. Two receivers far side. Malik Roberts near side in man coverage. Dixon gives it to Robinson right up the middle. Gets tripped up, but he'll fall down at the 11. So we'll give him 2 yards. It'll be second and eight at the 11-yard line. We can get across. We can get to the two and pick up a first down. 7:35 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 24-0. I'd like to say hello to the Browns. Mr. and Ms. Brown, Ms. Lucy Brown, all the way up in North Carolina listening via the Internet.
That's Coach Bubba Brown's
Coach
parents.
Bubba Brown's parents. They were here last week to come up to see us. Trip receivers far side, single receiver near side, ball on the near hash mark. Dixon rolls right. There comes a rush from the backside. Throws towards the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
And that's number 27, Mark Caron, on the catch. And a touchdown for the Vikings. How far? 12 yards on the touchdown.
12-yard touchdown pass from Dixon to Mark Caron. Vikings up 30-0. Nick Hart to try to make it 31-0. And we swing that gate back over. Culpepper to snap. Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point with 7:07 to go here in the first half. Ball's down, kicks up. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings are leading 31-0. We'll be right back after this. Nick Hart's kick, high end-over-end kick. Windsor Forest takes it at the 2. They're up to the 5. The 10. We get a hand on him, and he goes down, Bill, at the 9-yard line. That is Trey Durden in on the tackle. They'll return it from the 2 out to the 10. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 4 plays, 49 yards, ran 1 minute and 18 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 12-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to number 27, Mark Caron. Vikings lead 31-0 with 7 minutes left to go in the first half.
Ball in the middle of the field. Windsor Forest from left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Hill in the shotgun, both backs in the backfield, gives it to the tailback. He slips and falls, and when he gets back to the 10-yard line, it'll be second and 10 from there. We are broadcasting live from the Commercial Bank and Company Press Box here at Martin Stadium.
Wes, that was one of the first times that I really saw a hole kind of open up for the Windsor Forest Knights, and on the cutback, their running back just falls down, can't keep his feet. That's number 17, Ryan Kelly.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a five-man front. Gives it to the up back. He gets hit in the backfield. That's number 61, Zach Copeland, as he gets another tackle for loss.
Yeah, another Traditions Flooring Impact player as he makes that crunching tackle, another tackle for loss. I just I said the running back for Windsor Forest was 17. I'm sorry, it's number 12, Urban Riley. And that's one of the first times I saw him have open space in front of him, and he falls down.
Third and 14 back at the 11-yard line. We're in a five-man front. Two wide receivers to the press box side. Single receiver far side. Hill drops back in the end zone. There comes the rush. Throws the ball downfield. It's going to be intercepted by Eric Hart. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, number 6, Eric Hart. On an interception touchdown, and the Vikings put 6 more on the board.
And that touchdown was made possible, Bill, because Hill's in the end zone, under pressure. He had to get it up in the air and throw it, and that was just all there was to it. We put a lot of pressure on him. A bad, ill-advised throw, just kind of threw it up in the air. Hart steps under it, back to the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, he had to wait on the ball to get there. I mean, it was just floating in the air.
Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. 5:40 to go in the half. This should make it 38-0. There's a snap. Ball's down. And it does. 38-0. Vikings lead. 5:40 to go in the half. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
There's the whistle.
And here comes that big foot. Puts that left foot into it. Bill, you can tell by the height and the distance. Non-returnable. Hits 9 yards deep in the end zone. Bring it out to the 20. And let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Really no drive recap there. Just a 16-yard interception return by Eric Hart. Vikings lead 38-0 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the first half of play.
Let's go down to the sidelines for an equipment parts supply update from Marty Rogers. Marty, what's the atmosphere like on the sidelines?
Guys, what a difference a week makes. These kids have been having fun. I told you in pregame, they were loose, they were excited, and it's been like that all night. I mean, they are trying to make plays, they're hitting, they're very physical, and it's great to see. It's just what we needed.
Hill in the shotgun, twin receivers near side, twins far side, throws behind number 17. That's Ryan Kelly, and incomplete pass. That'll stop the clock, 5:35 to go here in the half. Ball in the middle of the field at their 20-yard line, and Knights going from left to right on the radio dial. Windsor Forest won the toss, elected to defer. They will get the ball to start the second half.
The Viking defense has just been swarming here just in the last little while. I mean, they have pinned their ears back now.
Two receivers, they give it to the tailback, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, Bill.
Yeah, Irvin.
And off the bottom of the pile, guess who? Number 61.
Yep, Irvin Riley, number 12, their running back, has just been manhandled all night. For the Knights, they have a negative 15 yards rushing, and Irvin Riley is negative 6 of that.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, third and 12, the ball back at the 18-yard line. Hill keeps one back in the backfield now. He's got trips, drops back, looks, throw that little bubble screen. Oh, and did that receiver take a hit, Bill, and who was the one that laid the wood on him?
Well, James Kicklighter, one of our impact players that I thought was going to make an impact for the Windsor Forest Knight, they've gone to him, but he just cannot get the ball. And I tell you, number 3, Trey Durden, is etching his way into where he thinks he probably should have been an impact player.
It is 4th and 12. They will punt once again as Jock Alexander and Alex Brown go back deep. 5 minutes to go in the half. Vikings leading it 38-0. This is what we beat them by last year.
Again.
Gets away. Hits at the 40, takes a lounge back, bounce back to the 37-yard line.
Again, Trey Durden is coming free on that punt rush. He's the one who tipped it a few punts ago. He got close again that time. 4:48 left in the first half. Vikings leading 38-0 over the Knights of Windsor Forest. And Viking offense will come to the field again.
And Dixon will bring him out. The ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to the left on your radio dial. Eric Hart at tailback. Arvin Berry at the upback. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun. 4:48 to go here in the half. Leading 38-0 our Vikings are. Windsor Forest in a five-man front showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Give it a hard up the middle. Eric by one man, two. Fights his way across the 4:35 down to around the 30-yard line, Bill. It's going to be a 7-yard run. It'll be 2nd and 3 from the 30. Quickly, the Vikings come to the line of scrimmage. Again, we send two receivers far side. We bring number 26. That is DeMarcus Jackson, single receiver near side. Their corner is calling for help. Dixon in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Great protection. Ball way downfield. Turns to Eric Hart.
Nope.
Touchdown, Vikings. That's not Eric Hart, Bill. That's Tanika Fuller.
Tanika Fuller, number 5. 29-yard touchdown pass for the Vikings. And they go up 44-0 with 4:08 left here in the half, awaiting that extra point.
They swing that gate. Bill, Luke, that's number 91.
Number 90, that would, or 95, sorry.
95.
That's Sean Smith.
And to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 4:08 to go in the half. Vikings lead 45-0 back after this 60-second break. Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings lead 45-0. 4:08 to go here in the half. Nick Hart set to kick off. Ball set down on the near hash mark. Kicks towards that north end zone, into the end zone. They will bring it out to the 20-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, two plays, 37 yards, ran 39 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 29-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Sanika Fuller. Vikings lead 45-0 with 4 minutes left to go in the first half of play. A little quick update, Austin Dixon is 7-for-11 for 121 yards through two quarters of play.
Three touchdown passes, too.
Excuse me, three touchdown passes as
wow.
well.
Vikings in a five-man front. Hills, the quarterback for Windsor Forest, in the shotgun. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. He rolls right, looks downfield. There's some bumping and not enough contact to warrant anything at all. Overthrowed the receiver. And we'll back it up.
That was
second and ten.
Jaleen Marable in on coverage. He had his head turned around. He was looking back for the pass, too. That is incidental contact. Now, had he not been turned around looking for the ball, they might have been able to throw that at, you know, just that contact. But he was looking back. He has a right to the ball as well.
Guys, it's worth noting that our safeties and corners are all our number two players now.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Hill again. Same formation. Throws out a little bubble screen. No good. Pass incomplete to number 17, Ryan Kelly. It'll be third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Stops the clock with 3:57 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 45-0.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass.
And that was not, I did not stutter or mispronounce anything. 45-0. 4 minutes to go here, 3:57 to go here in the first half. Windsor Forest now will send Twins to the far side, to the visitor side, single receiver near side. Hill in the shotgun with a running back to his left. Rolls right. Look, there comes the rush. He goes down at the 10. We came on a weak side blitz. He never saw us coming off the corner. And as soon as I get that number, it is number 38, Dante Robinson. The corner came off the corner bill untouched and tackled him back at the 10.
I want to remind everybody, stay with us for the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show, as we'll bring you the stats from the first half, as well as you've got the principal, Mr. Floyd, will be up here with you. Thanks to Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services, our halftime sponsor.
Adrian Smith, the punter, back standing in the end zone. We've got Jock Alexander and Alex Brown back deep. We come. He gets it away. Hits at the 25, Bill.
And out of bounds.
And let's see what the official mark. He's going to mark it out, Bill, at the 23. Our Vikings will take over at the Windsor Forest 23-yard line. Bill with 3:06 to go in the half.
Let's check that punt. Let's see how far we ended up. That was a very, very short punt. 12 yards on the punt.
3:06 to go in the half. Vikings leading 45-0. Here comes Austin Dixon as he brings the Vikings out on the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Nope. What do we got? We got a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. We're back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. Wes James along with the Wild Man. Wild Bill Osborne. Vikings leading 45-0. 3:06 to go here in the half. We have the ball first and 10 at the Windsor Knight 23-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Steve Parker, we're going from right to left on your radio dial. We've got single cover, we've got a single receiver out to the visitor side. That is Ryan Hobbs. Dixon in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops straight back. Looks, there comes a rush, steps up, throws. Got a man wide open. That's number 13.
Nope.
Oh, dropped it in the... Wait a minute. No, touchdown.
So he made the catch.
Ahmad Sneed caught the ball. Then it came out in the end zone.
So Ahmad Sneed, I see you. 23-yard pass and a Viking touchdown. Fourth touchdown pass. We'll have to get Marty updated. I know normally he's already thinking questions. Ask Coach McPherson now. Add your total up, Marty. We've got four touchdowns now.
51-0. On to attempt the extra point is Will Solomon. Solomon can make it 52-0. There's a snap, balls down, kicks up. and it's good. 2:58 to go in the half. We'll take a Vikings lead at 52-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Nick Hart. Nope, that is Jed. That's Will Solomon set to kick off. He steps into it. High and over end kick. Drives it toward the Coffin corner. Oh! You can't tell the difference between him and Nick Hart kicking off into the end zone. Vikings will, I mean, the Windsor Forest will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line with 2:58 to go. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, one play, 23-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon, number 13, Ahmad Sneed. Vikings lead 52-0 with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in the first half.
Wes, I don't mean to pick on you, but Nick Hart is left-footed.
Yep.
And Will Solomon is right-footed, so I think we can tell the difference.
That was Sean Smith, I believe, wasn't it? 95?
No, that was Will.
That was Will. High snap to Hill, gets it to the tailback, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and nothing more. It'll be second and 10 from the 20 with 2:48 to go here in the half. Vikings could conceivably get the ball back with time on the clock.
Well, the clock is running as Windsor Forest maybe just trying to get into halftime now.
Guys, I hate to correct you, but it was Sean.
Thank you.
Okay.
What do we put
this is
there?
Receivers. Again to the tailback. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Goes down at the 15.
Our statisticians, Wes, if we would pay attention to that screen to your right, they had it right.
I can't see that screen.
Well, then move it over here so I can.
No, that wouldn't be fair. Because then you would know more than I did. Well, you already do, but anyway. Vikings lead at 52-0, folks. We're having a whale of a good time here at Martin Stadium tonight. It is third and 15, back at the 15-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. Give it to tailback. He crosses the 15, gets hit at the 16. So, Bill, they will have to punt with, going to give us about a minute 15 to go on the clock.
Yeah, the play clock has not started yet, but the clock continues to run 1:38, 1:37, and we'll see it here when the official winds the clock.
Anthony Parker and Jock Alexander go back deep for our Vikings.
There's the play clock. We can they could run it down under 1 minute before they have to punt. The clock running at 1:17 here in the half.
Fourth and 14. There's a whistle. And what do we got? Timeout with Windsor Forest. We'll take a 30-second break ourselves. We'll be right back after this. Jock Alexander. High, high snap. He's going to have to run the ball out of the end zone. And he'll get back to the 22-yard line. And that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 at the 22-yard line with 53 seconds to go here in the first half. Bill?
Yeah, the long snapper, I know, just trying to get it back there quick. Had a little too much lift on it, and the punter, number 13, Adrian Smith, all he could do was just run away with it because number 3, Trey Durden for the Vikings, was back there in that backfield again, ready to make a block.
Ball on the near hash mark. At the 22, Dixon in the shotgun. They're in a 5-6 man front. Puts a man in motion. Gives it to the up back, number 13. That is Ahmad Sneed. Sneed will get to the 20-yard line and no more. So give him 2 yards on the carry, second and 8 with 40 seconds to go. We'll probably have to run one more play. Stop. 30 seconds to go.
Yep, we will
52
run
to
more.
Nothing. Dixon barks out signals. We go heavy right. They shift that way to the wide side of the field. We put Robinson in motion. Again, give it to Sneed. Sneed across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line, and that will be the end of the first half.
Well,
no, they stopped the clock, Bill.
Well, first down.
First down, so the clock will start when they reset the chains.
The Austin Dixon is looking to the sideline like, let me run one more play, Coach.
And gets the play.
And the clock starts, 10 seconds.
And he's just standing there looking. That's what we're going to do, run the clock out. We're going to keep it right here as Marty grabs Coach McPherson for the Traditions Coaches Players interview.
Coach Mack, 52-0 at half. You've got to be pleased with the effort from your kids.
Yeah, man, they're playing hard, boy.
Coach, offensively, you run predominantly out of the shotgun. 8 of 12 for 144 yards and 4 touchdowns. You got to be pleased with those numbers.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. O-line's giving him a lot of time. I'm proud of the way they're playing.
Thanks, Coach.
Go ahead. All righty. It is 52-0 here at the Benefit Advisors of Georgia Valdosta Insurance Services halftime. We will take a Vikings lead 52-0. We'll take a 5-minute break. When we come back, I've got with me Jay Floyd, the principal of Lowndes High School. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Martin Stadium, it is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia Valdosta Insurance Services. A halftime report. Vikings lead 52-0 here in the third game of the year, and that always blesses my heart because I get to stand next to the big man on campus. And when I say big man, it's a man that's bigger than I am, and that's kind of hard to be because, of course, when you're a big offensive lineman, you can be a big man. With me, the man who leads Lowndes High School, the principal, Jay Floyd. How you doing, Mr. Floyd?
Wes, I'm doing great on a beautiful night. If the humidity wasn't quite as sticky, it'd be about as good as you can get.
Well, I tell you what, you've got to love that score.
Well, this week at practice, I think there was a different level of intensity. That was from the players' standpoint and definitely from the coaches. And so anytime you have a situation like we had last week, it is a time to – it's an attention-getter. And you could really tell – I could really sense it down on the sidelines when the players came out that it was a sense of urgency. And you can kind of see that in the score, 52-0 at halftime. That's pretty strong.
Well, I knew something was going to be different this week because after the game on Friday night – there's one or two, sometimes three or four Lowndes High football players. We meet for dinner afterwards. Trey Jackson, one of my adopted sons, driving my pickup truck, by the way, because his car that he comes into IHOP where I'm at, sits down right next to me, lays his head over on my shoulder, and says, "Pop, I'm sorry," and he starts to cry.
Wait a minute. Let me say something about Trey Jackson. I don't like to single out any one player and talk about just one player, but I've got to say something about Trey Jackson in his senior year and what kind of kid that he is. It is something. It's one thing to have the kind of talent that he has and the influence that he has, but it's another thing to step forward and say, "I will be the leader. I will take charge. I will do this." And Trey has stepped forward in his faith and Fellowship of Christian Athletes in our campus on this football team, and has really, put himself out there saying that I'll be the leader. And I'm telling you, I'm so grateful for him and what he has done. I think he's made an impact in a lot of ways at our school. I don't think he realizes that, but he does have an influence, and he's using it in a positive way right now.
One of the things I love about him, Mr. Floyd, is, and you see it so many times in high school, you know Trey's going to graduate early. He's going to enroll early at Georgia Tech. That's a done deal.
Done deal.
But yet, a lot of high school players say, "All I got to do is get through my senior year. I don't want to get hurt." He leaves it on the field. When the game's over, he leaves it on the field.
Well, he's the same way in the halls at school. I'm telling you, he has an impact and he has an influence, and he's leading right now. And I'm so grateful for that. And I try to make sure that I communicate that with him and tell him I'm so very proud of him that I have to say something and brag on him for what he's doing.
Well, while we're talking about leadership, tell us, because somebody else walks the halls of Lowndes High School and has a huge leadership role over there. Tell us what's going on with our high school.
Well, I tell you, the thing that I'm impressed with the most on a daily basis is the character of our kids and how they respond. It is a true pleasure to stand out in the hall and see them, communicate with them every day, just in the direction that we're going academically, and what our teachers are sacrificing to do to lead our kids. We're in a good spot right now, and we're trying to continue to grow. We have a lot of initiatives that we're working on as far as our instruction goes in the classroom. Of course, we're just like anybody else, and we're busy implementing the Common Core and understanding what it takes to have a standards-based classroom so that we can reach every kid. And, and our ultimate goal is that every kid that comes to Lowndes High School that they walk across the stage and they earn a diploma. There's nothing that increases the quality of your life more than a high school diploma. And so that has got to be the forefront of everything that we do, that we find a way to reach every kid. Sometimes it just means caring for them, loving for them, having somebody that they know is there for them. And so that's pretty much our mission at Lowndes High School right now.
Well, Ms. Ford, what are some of the things that you have planned personally or that you'd like to see accomplished this year?
Well, as far as the teachers go, one of the things that we're going to have to do is implement a new program. It's called Teacher Evaluation Keys, or Teacher Keys. And it's a new evaluation process by the state. We're piloting it this year. And what I'd like to do is we're developing a committee of 10% of our faculty that's going to help implement this program over the course of the year. And in the long run, as far as the teacher evaluation, the teacher keys is concerned, this will have a major impact on what we do as far as school goes, tracking student growth, to making sure that we don't leave kids behind. So pretty much that's going to take up the majority of our time this year, is trying to understand that process and at the same time work on a framework that will help us have strong standards-based classrooms.
Now, what will that do for us next year or the year after?
Well, the ultimate goal is that you see individual growth, not just across-the-board student growth, but you could take a look at each individual kid, even though we have, you know, right at 3,000 kids, that we could take an individual look at every kid and understand where they are so that when they go into that teacher's classroom, that there is an expectation based on the students that are like them as far as tests, grades, and those kind of things, that you see growth out of that student regardless if they're in the fifth percentile or lower percentile. So that's the advantage, is that you have an identity with every kid, and every teacher knows who's sitting in their class and where they are and where the growth needs to be.
Well, I tell you what, sure, the difference, that's a sure a different concept back from the days when you and I went to school.
That's definitely it. I mean, the motivation that we probably had was a what they call the board of education that sat on the teacher's desk.
All the time. Do you think maybe at times we might need to go back to that from time to time?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure. I probably was ADHD myself, but that kind of cured it, I think. You know, I had an assistant principal that pretty much take care of me anytime I got out of line, so I think that wasn't an issue when I was in school.
Because if it wasn't our teachers, you got it at school, you got it when you got home, too.
Oh, I got it twice. My dad made it real clear with the principal, and he made it real clear with the coaches. If you have any issues with this young man, he's going to get it at home, too.
Mr. Floyd, we appreciate your time coming up and visiting with us. We hope to have you come back and visit with us for the season.
Anytime.
We sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what y'all do.
Mr. Floyd, who is the principal of Lowndes High School. Vikings lead it 52-0 here at the Benefit Advisors of Georgia Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report. We'll be back with all your stats after this 3-minute break. Vikings leading 52-0. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, high above Martin Stadium. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Halftime Show. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs. We'll get some stats and some scores around the area.
All right, I'm just updating some scores around the region. Coffee leads Burt 15-14 in a nail biter. Coffee County leads Carver Columbus 17-0. Valdosta leads Chris County 14-6. And Tipton's leading Worth County 35-14. Camden County is walking all over Beach County, winning 63-0. Memorial Day leads Valwood 12-10 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And a random fact to throw out there, VSU soccer is nationally ranked this week for the first time in school history, and they tied 2-2 with Union today.
Very good.
Some stats are first downs, Lowndes has 14, Winter Forest has 2. Rushes, Windsor Forest has 19 rushes for a net loss of 22 yards. Lowndes has 15 rushes for 157 yards. Passing yards, Windsor Forest has 20, Lowndes has 144. Plays, Windsor Forest has 31 for a loss of 2 yards. Lowndes has 27 plays for 301 yards. And then some passing stats. Dixon for Lowndes is 8 for 12 for 144 yards, throwing 4 touchdown passes. And for Windsor Forest, Raheem Hill has 2 completions for 12 attempts for 20 yards. Rushing for the Vikings, we have...
That's receiving.
is rushing. We have Ahmad Brown with 5 rushes for 83 yards for an average of 16.6. And our next leading rusher is Jerome Daniels, has 2 rushes for 19 yards. For Windsor Forest, rushing.
Everybody's in the negative.
Yeah.
So who's Irvin Riley has got negative 11. That's not the best. There's somebody with 3 yards. Adrian Smith with 3 yards. What about receiving for the Vikings? Let's look at that real quick.
Receiving. Robert has 2 receptions for 27 yards for an average of 13.5.
And that's number 26, DeMarcus Jackson.
All right. He has 2 receptions for 32 yards.
And that's your halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. I want to thank John Michael Page at Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of these live in-game stats. As the clock is ticking down at 1 minute, we want to thank you for joining us here at the halftime show, the Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We've got a second half that we might have to break out a roster.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to break out the roster, and I think it's going to be a good opportunity for some of our younger players, ninth graders, baby players, to get the field and get some game time experience because, depth is one of the main things that's going to be necessary the further we go into the season. So, a chance to work maybe our quarterbacks, maybe that second-string offensive line. And, Vikings leading 52-0. I'd like to see a shutout tonight put up by our defense, but I'd understand if they give up a few points.
Yeah.
I would give up a few points if we get the experience on both sides of the ball, Bill.
Now, one of the things that we have not talked about at all over the last week, but we might see Austin Dixon come out of series here, and he might play the entire second half. I don't know. I think if it were me, I don't have him play the entire half. Everybody might be going, okay, number 8, Tay Hatcher comes in. Tay Hatcher left school last week and transferred to another school, so he is not available and will not be a member of the Viking team for the remainder of this season. That leaves us with another freshman.
Just as athletic.
Yeah, Tyson Harrison, also a freshman. But then also number 11 is Jake Parker. So I'll be interested to see really if Jake comes out. Jake's been playing the JV. He's leading the JV squad this year to get that experience. But whether he comes out or whether we see number 18, Tyson Harrison, or is there somebody else that we don't even know about?
Well, to go a little bit further, the only one taking snaps, actual snaps right now, is Parker. You see Austin Dixon and Tyson Harris that are throwing down there on the sideline, but the one actually taking snaps from a center right now is Parker, number 11. So I venture to guess we're probably going to see Parker maybe come out first, but not far behind him is going to be Tyson Harris, number 18.
Yeah, well, Tyson is such an athlete.
Yeah.
Everybody that we talked to about Tyson Harrison, this is a young
Harris,
man.
Tyson Harris, 5'8", 160 pounds.
He is
ninth
an
grader.
Athlete. He is the guy that, you can put in the backfield, he can play cornerback, he can play wide receiver, he can play running back for you, and he can play quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out here in the second half with the Vikings leading 52-0.
Just as much as people talked about Tay Hatcher, they were talking about Tyson Harris as well. So 1 minute and 36 seconds left to go until kickoff.
And I thought we'll go ahead and take our final break of the halftime. When we come back, it'll be ready for kickoff of the second half. You're listening to the Lions Eye Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 60-second break.